Hitting recording, setting the levels. Hit record, turn myself up. Hey, it's YouthCast, and I'm Molly Adams. Youth Radio Vermont produced a series of stories on religion and spirituality. From a Muslim teen explaining how praying multiple times a day fits into her life, to a Catholic nun describing who she thinks God might be, these stories, essays, and interviews capture a wide spectrum of people's deep connections with the divine side of life. And on one end of that spectrum, there has to be the naysayer. At first listen, Ernie Bergman sounds immature and like kind of a goof. He says he's a Satanist, but giggles right afterward. He's cynical about religion and church and all things God. But as you start listening between the sound waves, if you will, there's like a lot going on. Divorce, cancer, goths, drugs, needing a free meal. Religion, with its messages of unity, peace, and love, can also be alienating, especially if you feel like no one is listening to you. This is There's Nobody Listening, by Charlotte Carr of Youth Radio Vermont.
What's your name?
My name is Ernie Bergman.
And how old are you?
18.
Where'd you grow up?
In Burlington, then Milton, now Winooski.
Was your family religious?
My family wasn't really that religious. Like, whenever we say, like, God damn it or something, my stepdad would flip out because he was, like, all like, oh, God loves me, but God really hates us all, but... No, my mom wasn't really that big on religion. Like, she never made us go to church. Not that she could. Because she'd bring us in there and, like, lightning bolts would probably strike the church. If me, my brother, my sister were all in, like, the same building, same time, I'd probably burn down. Once, I went to St. Francis for Boy Scouts. They're like, oh, you only get free food if you come to church. So I was like, whatever. It was, like, 2 hours long. And, like, I fell asleep. It was the most boring thing in the planet. Oh, there's another one. In Milton, me and my friend Steven. Steven's, like, gothic. He has a mohawk. And his girlfriend at the time, Ivy, were all hanging out at Steve's house. And I think they were, like, Mormons or Jehovah's Witnesses or something. But they knocked on his door, and all three of us answer the door, all dressed in black. And we were just kind of staring at the dude. And we just all kind of like looked at each other and knew that we were going to mess with him real bad. And Steve was like, oh, would you like to come in? And the dude was like, oh, sure. And so like he came in and Steve was talking to him, said something. And like the dude just gave him a funny look and was like, oh, you guys haven't found Jesus, have you? And we were like, no, haven't been looking for him. And then, he had this little card with a picture of Jesus on it, and Steve's girlfriend, Ivy, took it and, like, bit it in half. And then, like, Steve started speaking in, like, some, like, demonic voice. And so I, like, just went along with it, and I started doing it, too. And this dude just got this look of fear on his face. He just, like, I swear to God, as soon as he got out the door, he ran away from the house because we scared him. It was pretty funny.
Do you have any religious beliefs now?
I like Diablo.
Who is Diablo?
Diablo is the devil.
How'd you become to this, like, belief?
I used to like God and everything until, she's kind of like my mom, but stepmom-ish. And, she died of cancer. And I, like, that's back then when I was, like, I prayed and stuff, which is really scary because I don't do all that stuff now. And, like, I kept praying and praying just for her to get better. And then she just got worse and worse. So there wasn't really anybody listening. So, yeah, if, like, God was real, he would, like, do something to show people that he was real.
Do you have anything against people that believe?
I'm not going to hate on you for, like, liking God. Like, your opinion is your choice. I'm not going to be like, oh, you like God, you're a pansy. But, no, just not my cup of tea, as some would say.
That was There's Nobody Listening by Charlotte Carr of Youth Radio Vermont. Just a reminder, YouthCast has a Facebook page, and everyone and their mother is on Facebook. Facebook.com/YouthCast is where it's at, and if you're not a fan by now, you should probably become one. Your devotion is worth every little link and video we might share with you. This has been Molly Adams for YouthCast, a project of Generation PRX. Generation PRX is a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced radio. Check it out at generationprx.org. The music and sounds in this episode were found at freemusicarchive.org. It's run by WFMU. It's a fantastic webpage. Please check it out. YouthCast, where radio makes you wish you were young again.